Air Force forward Pierce Plumer literally went off into the wild blue yonder this past summer, carrying only his parachute after a few weeks of training. The forward describes that experience as well as his family's history with the Air Force in this edition of One Timers, brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans.
I was doing a little homework, and I saw that you had a number of family members who were in the Air Force. So I wanted to start by asking you kind of the role that played in you coming to the Academy, because it seems like you've had a number of family members that have either gone through there or that have served in that branch.
Yeah, so I had a few cousins come through here. One of them's actually a sophomore. He's in my class. It's my mom's brother's son. They've come here, and you know, one's a pilot right now, and the other one is in my class. And my sister, she did the ROTC Air Force program, so she's a first lieutenant right now. And then I have another cousin who is a civil engineer in the Air Force, too. So,
wow.
I know a lot in our era. A lot of cousins that are sister cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, was that part of the draw for you, since sounds like you were surrounded by it growing up?
Yeah, I was pretty familiar with the Academy and some of the process of it, and just the Air Force kind of in general. So it was, I mean, knowing my sister was in it and kind of how she explained some things, it was probably more comfortable for me to commit here and decide that I really want to come here,
okay,
as opposed to somebody who never had any experience with it.
Mm-hmm. I also saw in your bio that you did some skydiving over the summer, and I would love to hear about what that experience was like.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. The first 3 weeks of our summer program, or the first 3 week summer program, I did the skydiving class here, and you basically do 40 hours of training, and it's pretty fun. You like sit in a harness and go through a bunch of different scenarios. Basically, you learn everything that might or could go wrong and what to do to avoid it. And we went up to Denver and did the indoor skydiving deal. And then the next day it was, you know, you're all by yourself. You have your parachute and you're taking the plane ride up, and it's like the shortest plane ride ever, because you're just like, oh man, am I really going to do this? And then the door opens up and you just, it's crazy. You just kind of just fall back on your training, and you're hanging out of an airplane door, and like, you just jump out, and it was an incredible experience. I loved it. I had so much fun. It's hard to explain. It's just a feeling that you'll only experience like doing that stuff for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Proving, you know, building some self-confidence that, you know, you can do anything. Developing as a person, so it was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I bet the Atlantic hockey schedule is a little bit less intimidating after going through that.
Yeah, it's a different training, you know, different mindset. Helps with hockey mindset, you know, taking on any team or any obstacle, you know, you can handle it, you know, you can overcome challenges and stuff. So, and we did five jumps by yourself, and then you get these jump wings that you can wear on your uniform. So,
wow,
pretty cool deal.
Nice. Do you ever walk around the locker room strutting and showing the jump wings off or not?
Not really, no. Dylan Abood did the program, and Evan Fino did the program.
Okay.
I think those are only the only two right now that I've gone through and did it.
Okay. Well, I always like to ask guys what the breakfast of champions is.
The breakfast of champions? Probably three eggs, a peanut butter sandwich, and a Greek yogurt.
All right. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Not really. If I have something that I I need to do. I just try and implement it right away.
All right. What's your favorite part of the day at the academy?
100% coming down to the locker room for practice, catching up with all the guys and hearing how their school day went or any goofy stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you had a chance to cycle through most of the cities in Atlantic Hockey and go to some pretty interesting non-conference games, too. Do you have a favorite road trip so far?
I think probably the road trip to the NCAA tournament last year is just the most memorable. Just going through that whole experience and practicing there and seeing the board with the Air Force logo on it and being just like, dang, we're really here. Like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. It was just a cool, really cool trip. Providence is cool, too. We had a couple cool restaurants. And I think that was probably one of the funnest trips, even though obviously it didn't end out great, but we still had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, he still represented well, if that gives you any consolation. Now, is there a guy on the team that you'd say is the team comedian, or maybe comedians, if there's a tag team of them?
I think Evan Giesler is probably I laugh at his. He's very good at, like, impersonations on, you know, different. He's very good at impersonating a lot of characters. He's a big Family Guy person, and he'll do some of the characters on there, and I just start laughing. He'll start singing a goofy song. So he's probably my comedian.
All right. Did you have a favorite NHL player growing up?
Probably David Backes. I liked his style of play. He's kind of bigger like me. Just hard in front of the net. Just does hit some physical. So those type of players I probably enjoy the most.
Okay.
Try to replicate. Yeah.
Okay. Are you particular about any of your pieces of gear?
Probably my skates. Like, if I don't tie them right, I'll retie them a few times.
Okay.
Feel right.
All right. Well, you know, I was telling Trevor, I struggled with my shot in men's league hockey, so I am asking for what tip would you tell an old guy to improve their shot?
Just practice. I would say, you know, do 100 shots every single day to get better.
Okay. All right. Well, on Friday night, as I'm sure you noticed, there were a couple special guests behind the Air Force bench at the start of the game. And what was your reaction when you saw Bigfoot and the Easter Bunny there?
Oh, I definitely had a good laugh at that. It was very, very clever and creative by the fans. It was fun to see that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my last question for you, Pierce, is about Coach Sertori, and I wonder, if he was a superhero, which one do you think he would be?
Probably Captain America. I'll go with just an all-around good person.
You've been listening to a one-on-one interview with Air Force sophomore forward Pierce Plumer. I'd like to thank Kostoff and Company at Nova Home Loans for their sponsorship of the Flight Path blog. And I'd like to thank you for listening in. Until next time.